This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
When we all woke up this morning, it was legal in more than half the states in this country for a company to fire somebody for being gay or transgender. And then, in a 6-3 ruling, the Supreme Court said protections based on sex in the 1964 Civil Rights Act do indeed extend to sexual orientation and gender identity. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more now on what this is going to mean for LGBTQ people who've long suffered economically from employment discrimination.
Workplace discrimination can take many forms: getting fired, not getting hired in the first place, or being paid less or harassed. And those have big implications for the economic well-being of LGBTQ workers, says Lee Badgett, an economist at University of Massachusetts Amherst.
Gay and bisexual men have lower earnings than otherwise similar heterosexual men. And we do see higher rates of poverty for certain parts of the LGBT community.
Those effects are especially acute in states that don't have discrimination laws, says Christy Mallory, a scholar at the UCLA Williams Institute. In Arizona, for instance, LGBTQ adults were twice as likely to report they didn't have enough money for food.
We see that those states in our research are not only states that don't have a supportive landscape, but the social climate is also not as supportive of LGBT people.
A 2017 survey by the Center for American Progress found a culture of discrimination influences workers in less direct ways, too. Many workers take steps to avoid exposing themselves to discrimination in the first place, says policy director Sherita Gruberg.
This could look like choosing where to live, where to work, what they would disclose in employment applications.
Those can all end up depressing workers' earnings in the long run. Transgender people are often the hardest hit, experiencing a much higher unemployment rate. Shannon Minter, an attorney who has represented plaintiffs in discrimination cases, says there's often a direct link between a transgender person's economic and physical security.
When you're economically marginal and you're homeless or semi-homeless, and the only way you can make a living is by doing things that are outside the law, that puts you directly in harm's way.
He says today's ruling will help ensure the discriminatory practices that marginalize people can be addressed through the legal system. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.